Manifest Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71.
Good evening, Ty. She's right there. I told her something, too.
Well, you see, I was brought up working in tobacco.
In tobacco?
Yes.
I wasn't. And I worked in one half a day.
I used to set up on them big books of tobacco and eat my dinner out of a pail.
My sister would sit with it day after day, but not me.
Yes, and get you a leaf of it and roll up a little bit and puff on it, smoke on it.
You couldn't light it. It was green.
You could make it pull a little bit.
I bet you ain't made an air leaf fool.
We grow it and then we put it in the barn and work it out, and then in the summertime when it got to sweating, they'd put it in the books and we'd get a job working with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a crop, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just
that's money.
Dry tobacco.
Tobacco.
But you just couldn't stand the smell of it.
I just couldn't stand it. I didn't try it either, but one morning, 12 o'clock when I went home, I was through with tobacco up until now. And that's been some years ago.
Oh, I wonder if your sister had got sick on it too when she first started.
No, she might have did, but she kept up with it.
I never got sick on tobacco.
You never did?
No, sir.
Lots of folks didn't.
No, sir. I could practically eat it and live on it.
I couldn't.
And we'd go through the field when they were growing. We had that great big old dark leaf tobacco where I was growing up, and you'd get them old worms that big along.
Uh-huh. That's another thing I couldn't.
You'd take them by the head and squash them and pinch them.
Not me. My sister could do it, though. Warm them, warm it, prune it, whatever was to be done.
Take the suckers out.
She'd do them.
Yes, mm-hmm. And top it. Yes, sir. And you always come out of there with that tobacco juice on you, you see.
Mm-hmm.
It would.
Well, could you get it out your clothes? That stink.
Yes. Yes, it would wash off.
I didn't get none on my clothes. Under the shed, doing something to it.
You didn't stay around long enough for it to stain your clothes.
No.
Yes,
I hated it. I went out there. Oh. I was sorry I went out there. I didn't know what I was going into. If I had, I wouldn't have went. Following my sister. She worked in it every day. Whole season.
Your sister, Creasy?
Creasy.
Creasy. And she didn't mind it?
No. She didn't mind.
Well, how'd you get so fastidious, Miss Daisy?
Get what?
How did you get so particular?
About what?
It's some things you couldn't work in tobacco. Things like that.
Yeah, I was just made like that, I guess. I didn't get that. You know, I had never worked in no tobacco. They didn't plant tobacco. Well, where I was raised at, they wasn't planting none then. But I bet they're planting it now.
Yeah. What was Creasy like? Was she more like you?
More like me? Oh, not so much like me. She had lots of ways I didn't have. She could do plenty of things I couldn't do.
Oh, she could.
She she'd do any kind of work. My sister would. She didn't mind work.
She didn't mind working?
No. Whatever they were doing, she was right there to do some of it. Well, I wasn't.
Yeah.
There were some things I didn't do. I didn't try.
Yeah.
But now, on the farm, picking beans, squash, cucumbers, and tomatoes, and hoeing, like that. I'd do that.
Yeah.
Cutting okra. I'd do that, but I didn't like it. But I could do it.
Yeah. That's hard on your fingers, no?
Yeah. You have to put on more clothes.
Yeah.
Then that stuff would sting you all over. That's what I found in oak.
Yeah. But she didn't mind?
She didn't mind. She put on her one or two shirts and keep that stuff off of her. When I learned how to keep it off my skin, I liked it all right. See, I had to learn that stuff. Well, where I was raised there, they grow cotton, corn, watermelon, sweet potatoes, peas, beans, and things like that. Well, no back of that.
And no okra. Well, when she come down here, though, she didn't take on it. She didn't. She wasn't particular.
Right on. She washed, clean house. She'd do anything.
She liked Dory.
She couldn't ply. Our daddy didn't learn us how to ply. He tried, but I wouldn't let him learn me. I didn't think women had no business plowing. And I didn't try to know.
He offered
so
to.
He got tired of fooling with me.
He offered to show you?
Yeah. So he quit fooling me before he beat me to death. Of course, he began to think, you don't want to know.
And you didn't.
And I didn't.
You mean way back there you was particular?
Yeah. I've always tried to take care of myself. I don't want to grow up against nothing I thought was going to hurt me. And I thought there was plenty I could do with pleasure and ease and wouldn't get hurt. And I ain't been hurt much, neither.
You never been hurt much?
So I ain't never been hurt much.
Yeah.
I get tired, but I ain't got hurt.
Well, you know what they do, you see. And they put up signs in these places now, you know, to be careful so you won't hurt yourself.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people are sort of reckless. They don't watch out for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And lots of them passed the sign and didn't see.
Yeah. Especially around machinery. Now, you didn't work around machinery.
Mm-mm. No, I had nothing to do with machinery.
Or the mules, wagons and all. Your sister, Creasy, she didn't either.
No, she didn't work around the machine.
Or the animals.
All her work was all from machine.
Yeah.
She didn't plow. She didn't have nothing to do with the animals.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. Well, she sounds more like Doris. Doris does so many things, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm. She, Doris is much like her, like my sister. She don't think it's many things she can't do.
Like?
She'll try.
That's the way Creasy was.
Yeah. She'll see somebody else do it. She believes she can do it, too.
Well, now, did Creasy cook and do all those things like Doris?
Well, no, not like dogs. See, at that time, they wasn't having dinner parties for the church and things like that.
Yeah.
She could do it. She was a good cook. she would cook in private homes sometimes. If they needed, she cook.
Yeah.
Maybe a day, a meal or two, but it wasn't ready. No, she didn't cook like that. Doris cooking for us all the time. Until it's a wonder you don't poison.
She cooks, but she fusses about it.
Fusses all the time. You see, she works every day and she's tired.
Yeah.
Well, Saturday comes, she got to cook all day. Cook all the morning. And then get the stuff to the church. Well, she fuss about it, won't nobody help her. She can't get no help. I said, there ain't no help. So as long as you do it and get along as well as you don't need no help. I said, but I wouldn't do it and fuss. I said, so wonder you don't poison it, you fuss so much. Oh. She laughed and go right ahead.
She fuss about cooking for the preacher.
Mm-hmm. She thinks he should go home sometime, and so do I. But we don't tell him.
You don't tell him.
Does he come once a month or twice?
Twice. First and third Sunday. Then they like he's going off for vacation for, I think, since July. He ain't going yet.
Well, he couldn't go on them Sundays because he's got to be up here.
We give him money to go with. But he claims something he couldn't get off. I don't know what it was, Mr. Mark. I don't know whether he's sick or what. Now he started again planning to go off for Christmas. I told Doug, I said, I'll see when they go. She tell me. I said, where make like he going now? She said, I don't know more. Where he going? He just said he won't take a little trip. I said, I don't believe he won't go for him. I don't. He ain't doing nothing. He don't work. His wife don't work. Both of them sick, but they can eat just as much as me.
There's nothing wrong with their eating, their appetite.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with it.
Neither
but still, the doctor, they said, God, both of them want to die. But when they come here, I guess they leave the daughter at home or somewhere, eating the same meat, and just as much of it.
Is James just abandoned that old station wagon?
I don't know, Mr. Martin, what he's going to do. He tells me one day it's fixed, but he just don't want to drive it till he gets something done to it. Well, it ain't fixed, is it? There's something got to be done to it. I don't know what he's going to do here. He's on this side of the house, and Sammy's old and on the other side of the house.
Oh, is that Sammy's on the other side of the house? I saw that. So,
if it was me, I'd haul that stuff to the dump. Who's that got some? Trash I'm waiting for him, but I ain't got much as he got.
What happened to Miss Bessie's stove? Didn't it just about explode?
When? Here the other week?
Yes.
Yeah, yep. She said this. She said, Isaiah pulled the stop out and the soot just went. Just like that, all over the house, all around. So she got Bessie to carry a load of clothes up to the washery to wash them. Quilts, spreads, clothes, whatnot. The Buddha said he told Iselda, don't bother. He was going to fix it. He said, what's the trouble really? The piping is too close to the flue. And it can't crawl like it ought. But he said he was going to cut the piping off so it wouldn't go up against the flue like that. But that was last week. And Mr. Marlon, I tell you, I never have felt that. This ought to have that heater. And she's doing too well with her fireplace. And she don't know how to operate it. I tell them. It's a hell they wouldn't turn all that smut loose in that house.
He opened it up and let all the smut out.
Just all over the house. She said the house was just a fog. She said, but I turn it down low. But that don't make no difference. If you turn it down low, if that stuff is stopped up in there and you open it, it's going to blow up.
And she had to watch all of her.
Wash all of the bed clothes. Then, and she said, I shut that door. I shut that door open then so the wind could blow it on out.
Yeah. It got on a wall?
On the wall. On the well. I don't understand. She said she shut the door so the smut could go out. But how did it get on them beds and things in them rooms if the door was shut? That's what I don't understand. There's no bed in the living room. The beds is in the other room.
She didn't shut them doors in time.
She must have didn't. I know she didn't. Did that smut wouldn't have went through the wall. You see, the door is a wall.
Yeah.
If it's not that door closed, ain't no smut gonna go out that door.
No. But it would go all over the get everything nasty.
Nasty. And she had a pile of them. Nasty.
Yeah.
This kid a pile of them to the washery.
How'd Isaiah get the thing stopped?
I don't know. I really stopped the hole back up. I don't know. Because I ain't never know what she meant when she said he pulled the stopper out.
We'll go see.
I ain't never know what she meant. Didn't try to find out. Because, I tell you, I was just thinking it might have been a good idea for him to take it out before that stuff blowed it out. I don't know.
We go down there and ask Miss Bessie what that stopper is.
No, I'll let you go. I ain't going ask for nothing.
Well, she gonna have to.
Because I didn't want her to have that thing.
She gonna have to keep it now. She got a whole drum of caffeine.
What's she been talking about? Getting the man to fill up the tank.
Well, now that tank full, it don't cost much more than just one drum cylinder of gas. Leave that open to that. And, well, of course, she didn't heat with gas.
So she didn't need it.
She didn't heat with gas, she just cooked with gas.
That's right.
And she...
And was getting on all right. Just her one, that chimney was enough. She didn't need that thing. But she wanted it.
She just had her mind set on
mind
that.
Mind on the heater. And the heater nearly fills up that little living room.
But they did pray, she's gonna miss her bus or something. this is good weather to watch, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You don't seem like it's most Christmas.
No.
Well, I reckon I better get back to my house.
Have you cleaned your pot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just tell him I got to clean. I can't look like I can't make my mind up. Every time I look at it, it looks so bad. I said, I'm got to do it.
Well, you ought to have a party, and we'll just all come down there and clean the pot sometime.
It was somebody told me there's a place out there the other side of Reddit.
Yeah.
Where they buys all these old pots and all this old antique stuff. And so he got a pile of it out there. And they believe that's where the folks cares it out there at that place on the other side of Reddit. There's a woman told me that she had a friend who had two pots and somebody stole both of them. She said, if I could steal all the pots out of Orange Lake. So the pastor spoke and said, they were stealing them so fast. Said, I got my mother's old wash pot, and I don't want to get rid of it. Said, I hid it. He said, I've been worried about it still. So I'm so scared they're going to find it, and I hope they don't. He said, that's all I have for my parents. Said, I got my daddy's old shotgun and my mother's old washcloth. And I want it. I said, well, I want it mine. I said, you keep it as long as you can. You can't keep it no longer. He said, so when we go home, if we get to go, so I just been wondering, what could I do with the pot? His wife spoke and said, it ain't nothing to do with what put in the house. Lock it up in the house. Because you know folks be probing around there. Wherever you got it, they walk up on it, they gonna get it. Well, now I wonder what this man that run this place want with that stuff. Sell it for money. They say if you get it, you pay for it.
Yeah.
All these old watch pots and all that old kills, old iron kills and all that old stuff.
Sell them as antiques.
Hmm?
They sell them as antiques.
Mm-hmm.
Now who was telling you that? That they
had this house, my preacher.
Oh, he was telling you.
He was telling me. It's a man down there on the other side of Reddick's, they said.
Yeah.
Just got a place for that stuff.
And he just got his daddy's old gun.
He ain't got nothing of his pants, but his daddy's old gun.
Yeah.
And his mother's old wash pot.
And he wants to keep Sam.
And he wants to keep it. I told him, well, keep it long as you can. You can't keep it no longer. So I wanted mine, too. Yeah, we got to go, y'all.
What kind of apron you got on this morning?
I enjoy my visit. I don't want you to see so much. I guess you're tired of looking here. But I put it on this morning.
A pink one? Mm-hmm. It certainly is. No, I hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
She always says that.
Uh-huh. And it's got the pocket.
Look at that. Different pocket.
I don't know what it is. Ain't got a pocket on it.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed my visit. That was I did too. This is a nice jacket, Miss Davis.
Thank you. It was a good warm.
Yeah, but you don't need a warm one today.
No, but
time went over, around 300 or 400, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy and Suzanne this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71. Channel went over, around 300 or 400, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy and Suzanne this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71. Channel one over, around 300 or 400. And the end of the visit with Miss Daisy and Suzanne this Wednesday morning, the 15th of December, 71.